I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Jessica Minear. She is with the Superior Alliance for Independent Living, and we talked about their upcoming fundraiser, the Chocolate Festival. Here's more with Jessica Minear.
We have our sixth annual Chocolate Festival coming up Sunday, February 8th. It'll be held at Northern's University Center upstairs in the Great Lakes Rooms, and that's from 1 to 3 p.m. that Sunday afternoon. So right after church, come and get your chocolate. We'll have live music, door prizes, silent auction.
And this has been going on now for a little while, but has turned out to be one of the popular activities to take part in.
It has been. It's, you know, year number six this year, and it's become more popular each year. You know, the last couple of years, we've attracted over 600 people to this event.
I had a chance to go to it. Was it last year or the year before? I can't remember, but I was first of all, the quality of the chocolates that you got is amazing, but the amount of people that were there steadily, they just kept coming through. I was like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, it's a great event, and it raises awareness not only for our organization, who assists people with individuals across the UP, mm-hmm. to live a more independent life and promote accessible communities for everyone. But it also benefits our recreation program, our single point for activities and recreation.
Okay, so if someone has never been to it, what can they expect? Kind of what's in the plans?
Sure. So you come in, you get a ticket for $10. If you're a family, $25. You go around to each of our chocolatiers. We've got about 10, so there's going to be a great selection. Go around, get chocolate, mingle with your friends, look at the silent auction. We've got a ton of door prizes. It's just a fun family event.
And then go get more chocolate and then hang around and mingle and then get more chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate cake.
Yeah.
You know, chocolate bars.
It was a really, I was going to mention that. I mean, I know you're still kind of putting it all together and mm-hmm. everything, but, you know, it's not just chocolate, like, oh, it's just chocolate candy, but you got all kinds of different approaches to chocolate at this event.
You are correct. It's not a Snickers and Milky Way event. It's some high-quality chocolate. We've got chocolate from the Marquette Food Co-op, Simply Superior Catering and Events. They do a whole, you know, we've got a best display contest, so they can decorate their tables and, you know, people actually, you know, put in votes as to who the best dressed table is. So Simply Superior, the Northern Catering, they do a great job. The cookie jar is going to be a part of it. The Coach Light this year is a new addition to our agenda. Aubrey's Pizzeria and Grill, they give us some chocolatey M&M pizzas. And also Route 41 out in Harvey is going to participate this year. And also Gophers, a new one on our list. So we've got a lot of great, great chocolatiers coming out and donating all of their chocolate to us, which is fantastic, and we thank them for that.
Here's what I did. I made millions of points. Millions of points. Jess will remember this. I came in and I bought 4 tickets and gave them away to friends of mine so they could go to the Chocolate Fest, and they had a ball.
Well,
I was in like Flynn for 3 months.
I was going to say that, you know, in terms of tickets, you have them at the door, but can people get them in advance, or is it just at the door?
I highly, highly, highly encourage everyone listening, tell your family, friends, neighbors, strangers, get your tickets beforehand at our offices on Wright Street, 1200 Wright Street, in between the Sportsplex and Peak Gymnastics. We're right there. Come and get them early. Like I said, $10, $25 for family, so you don't have to wait in line, because you don't want to wait in line if there's chocolate, right? I wouldn't.
No. So,
you know.
It again is what time, when, and where?
It's from 1 to 3, Northern Michigan University at the University Center, upstairs, second floor. All the Great Lakes rooms are open.
Mm-hmm. That's the comments of Jessica Minear with the Superior Alliance for Independent Living. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.